welcome to the debrief for the 6 hours of Imola. I am joined by the winners of the hypercar class, Kamui Kobayashi, Mike Conway, and Nick DeVries. Firstly, congratulations, guys. Kamui, your first one out of the car at the end of the race. How are you feeling? Because that was one hell of an ending.
It's a challenging, really challenging. But we managed to stay on the top, and I think condition was so, you know, I would say it's really challenging. You know, you jump in the car, slick tire, start to rain. Was like, you know, I think XUI, focus yellow, but already at safety car. It's already during safety car with slick tire. I can't follow the safety car, obviously. So I say, well, maybe I need to change the tires. And we start, touching with my engineer. Yeah, I think we did right decision after restart, but obviously by the rules, we can't change the tire while after the safety car. So we need to complete one lap on the slick, on the wet condition. Was already challenging myself, but we made it, you know, stay on the top. And, these two guys did a great job. Of course, team made great decision on the strategy. I'm so happy to be here.
Mike, if I may, I'm going to take it back to the start of the day, because frankly, we didn't help with this. We set this up to be Ferrari's weekend, right? They were the quickest in practice. They were the quickest in qualifying.
Yeah.
Going to the grid, you were starting the race. What was the plan? Did you even expect to be challenging them, or did you know you had something in there?
No, I mean, to be honest, it was, yeah, we thought they were very quick, and we're hoping for a podium, you know, if all went well, then strategy played out. But we could tell in the first stint that we could definitely keep pace with the Porsches at least. And yeah, then once I managed to get by one of them, I thought, okay, you know, kind of game on here. We can maybe bring a fight to the Ferrari. They were quicker though, like they were pulling away. But then just the way the race worked out, obviously with the mixed conditions, things like that, some mistakes made on track. But you know, we were pretty faultless on our side. So that's what made the difference. And great job by Nick, great job by Kamui and all the team, all the pit crew did a stellar job. So yeah, it's what made the difference in the end.
And go on, Nick, we've got to talk about that move on the number 50 Ferrari when you were coming out with the full course yellow. You just sent it. The fans online loved it. Talk me through that.
Yeah, firstly, I want to thank again the team for the great execution and my teammates for the phenomenal drive both Kamui and Mike did. It was a very challenging race at the end, and I couldn't even watch anymore. I just walked away. It was too tense for me outside the car.
Were you going to get your gear on as well? I was wondering about this.
I still had it on. I didn't get changed yet. But it was a great race, very well executed. Everyone did a great job. And it was obviously, it's a very narrow track, difficult to overtake, and you got to be very patient to kind of wait for your opportunity. And it didn't really come while racing. So when the full course yellow came out, I tried to capitalize on the opportunity, and I was quick.
I'll put it simply.
Yeah, was quick on the release and managed to get by. He didn't let me go easily, but it was a good move and put us ahead.
Kamui, you spoke a bit about the weather there, but also we got to talk about the energy at the end. When was it that you kind of realized, oh, hang on, we're not going to need to pit again. This is ours.
Well, I think quite late actually. I don't know which exact lap, but. I think after 10 lap.
Okay.
So it's quite late actually.
Yeah.
So yeah, after that, I think we need to change the strategy to saving energy, which was already, you know, way too big. And I was quite shocked in the beginning.
Yeah. And I've been in your garage for many a win, many a podium. I've never seen emotions quite like that from you guys. Nick, I know it's your first win with the team, so I understand that. But Mike, for you. That's a nice little background for us.
Yeah, we can have a look in their cockpit now.
I don't think we could have paid him to do this.
Nice.
You want to have a nose?
Have a nose, yeah. Have a nose.
Hang on. It's quite nice. Mike, tell me from your perspective, why does this one mean so much more than visibly on your face? Why did it mean more?
I think it was just one of those ones that not expected, especially at the beginning. And, you know, it just came to us. Not easily. We obviously executed well and we did everything right to make it happen. But still, the stress at the end, I think my heart rate was higher in the pit box than it was in the car. So it was intense. Yeah, so it's like a release, isn't it? Like as soon as you cross the line, and the guys were super happy and, you know, everyone's proud, you know?
Yeah.
We knew it wasn't an easy one to achieve and we managed it.
I just want to add that I think this one is purely won on execution and strategy and the right calls at the right time. plus conditions were very tricky, so it wasn't won on pace. It was just done by good execution. I think that made us even more proud because it was unexpected.
And I saw you turn and say something to the guys when you stood on the podium. Was it just at the start of the national anthem? You looked really proud. Was there something you can share with us that you said, or?
Oh, I was waiting for
he
the...
He said he had a boner.
It's his first win.
It's understandable.
We'll leave it there.
All right. Brilliant. Thank you so much, guys. Celebrations at yours tonight? Is that the plan?
I think we're racing home.
Yeah. Oh. Flat out back home.
Not even time for a pizza?
A beer.
Maybe, if they're making it in hospitality. Yeah.
Good deal. All right. Thank you so much, guys. Congratulations.
Thanks.